Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Communication issues between the Campbell County Board of Commissioners and the Campbell County Public Land Board become very apparent as the city and Camplex prepare for a busy summer. Frustrations and concerns over Camplex and the land board's relationship have been discussed, and although several issues at Camplex have been resolved, there are still concerns about the difficulties in communications between the commission and the land board. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners has put the proposed $139 million budget for 2022-23 out for public comment. The budget is the county's largest since fiscal year 2016. The proposed budget includes a valuation of just over $4.5 billion, a 32% increase from 2021's valuation. There'll be a budget hearing in the County Commission chambers on the 20th, and they'll approve the budget the next day at their regular meeting. The long-awaited grand opening of the Wyoming Innovation Center is being held tomorrow. Local, state, and federal officials will be on hand to celebrate the opening of the 5,500-square-foot facility at the old Fort Union mine site north of the city. The center will be home to companies and researchers developing commodities using coal and coal byproducts, bridging the gap between research and development and the actual day-to-day utilization of products. The National Energy Technology Laboratory, the center's first tenant, will focus on applied research for the production and use of clean energy resources. The Wyoming Department of Health has issued a recreational use advisory for the Gillette Fishing Lake at Dalby Park. Although the lake remains open, the public is warned to avoid contact with the water and should keep pets away. The department also advises against eating fish caught in the lake. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.